This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for February 23rd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. A massive announcement coming from Linkin Park today. The band has assembled an essential collection of generational anthems. Linkin Park presenting their first ever career-spanning greatest hits album called Paper Cuts Singles Collection 2000-2023, set for release on April 12th via Warner Records. The band has curated and carefully pieced together what would become Paper Cuts, offering a comprehensive retrospective of their journey so far. In addition to the classics, Linkin Park uncovered the never-before-released track Friendly Fire, recorded during the 2017 sessions for their seventh studio album, One More Light. Mike Shinoda saying, in the making of each Linkin Park album, I want to love and believe in each individual song completely. I hope that if any one track is heard on its own in the world, it is something I can feel proud of and something that takes root inside the listener and becomes part of the energy that connects us. Jelly Roll announced his Beautifully Broken 2024 tour, set to kick off in late August. Warren Zeders and Alexandra Kay are set to open up. Jelly Roll saying, this is the biggest tour of my life, y'all, and I'm going to do it really, really big this year. I can't wait to see you all at the show. Come party with us. Tickets go on sale to the general public beginning March 1st. That includes a stop in Boston at the TD Garden on September 26th. Tim Comerford from Rage Against the Machine was asked about the status of the band, telling Rolling Stone, I don't know. I don't get involved with that. I'm the bass player. He continued, I just wait for someone to tell me what to do. Brad said what he said, but he's one step above me. He's in the number three spot, and I am the low man on the totem pole. That's all I can tell you. I'm the bass player. The bass players are always the last people to find out about shit like that. Vice Media Group CEO Bruce Dixon has announced they're planning for a complete internal restructuring that'll result in hundreds being axed through layoffs and the discontinuation of the digital publication Vice, saying it's, quote, no longer cost-effective. No longer publishing to Vice.com. Instead, they're going to put more emphasis on their social channels and accelerate their discussions with partners to take our content to where it'll be viewed more broadly. Bullet for My Valentine and Trivium have announced a 2025 co-headlining tour that'll focus on two early entries into their catalogs. Bullet for My Valentine will be celebrating their album The Poison, which turns 20 next year, and Trivium is set to celebrate their sophomore album Ascendancy, which is turning 20 as well. As of now, only the UK dates have been announced. Those tickets go on sale next Friday, March 1st. Kings of Leon have announced a 2024 world tour with dates in London and across North America. The tour is scheduled in support of their forthcoming ninth studio album, Can We Please Have Fun? Tickets for the North American dates go on sale Friday, March 1st at 10 a.m. That includes a stop in Boston at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 16th and in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on October 5th. Their upcoming album, which is available for pre-order, is set for release on May 10th. Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page, Queen's Brian May, Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath all teamed up to launch the Gibson Garage, Gibson Guitar's new flagship store in London. The shop officially opens to the public this Saturday, February 24th. Jimmy Page said there's a spirit in the place after seeing the people working at the factories and getting a connection with them. I knew that picking up that Les Paul custom and that double neck all those years ago was certainly the right decision. Tony Iommi said it's really great that Gibson have chosen London to create a new Gibson garage. Brian May added the new Gibson Garage London will be just what we all used to dream about as a guitar shop should be, a place where a young player can feel welcome and mix with the finest instruments, amps, and ancillary gear and not be told to keep their hands to themselves. It's a new era in rock and the twang is still the thing. New releases out today include the new studio album from Ace Frehley called 10,000 Volts. The Cult are releasing the vinyl reissue of Dreamtime. MGMT have released Loss of Life, and Motorhead are releasing The Lost Tapes. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 194, featuring Rick Wills from Foreigner, is available now.